All right, there you go. Another track you heard first right here on KX93.5. That is Jeremy Messersmith with the song Ghost on listener-supported radio. And finally, Jeremy Messersmith made it down to Laguna Beach. He's sitting here right in front of me right now. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Let me make sure I got your mic taken care of there. Are you there?
Yeah, here I am.
Hi, thanks. Jeremy Messersmith.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we talked on the phone a couple weeks ago, and that was great, but I've been working on your people to get you here in our studio, and thanks for supporting independent radio, my friend.
Oh, well, I'm incredibly excited. I mean, this is the best kind of radio there is, so I'm very happy to be here, and I hope you didn't have to arm wrestle anybody at the label to get me down here.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Your people at your label have been very good to us. In fact, the song Ghost we've been playing in rotation for a few weeks now. First of all, congratulations on the record, Heart Murmurs.
Thank you.
And thank you for the vinyl you just brought to the studio.
It's always best to come bestowing gifts whenever possible.
I love that.
It's a rule for radio stations and for dinner parties.
I love that. So it looks like you're on a brief hiatus before you set off to Europe to play a bunch of shows. I noticed on jeremymessersmith.com there's a couple Germany shows, a show in France, more Germany, and have you ever done that go-round? Have you ever toured Europe?
No, I never have, and I think I'm equal parts kind of excited and terrified, and we'll see what happens, yeah.
I think off the air you said that you probably are working as hard as ever right now with the touring and the live performances and flying all across the country. Has it been a whirlwind of events since you kind of affiliated yourself with Glassnote?
Yeah, it's been, I've had a lot of kind of amazing opportunities that I'd never really had before. So, I mean, and it's just a bunch of little things. Like, you know, yesterday I was doing a little TV spot, and turned out the other guest was Usher.
Oh, wow.
You know, which was just kind of crazy and awesome. So it's a lot of just little things that kind of add up. And I mean,
did Usher show you some dance moves, and did you show him how to play the guitar?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
That would be like, amazing. Maybe a collaboration in the future.
I was like, Usher, if you really need some some fresh dancing, just look over here.
Right.
And
come to me.
And then I ran off. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, people in the alternative world and music weirdos, the Glassnote Records kind of, you know, their reputation precedes them. So when you see they signed a new artist, you're immediately like, oh, who is this person? Turns out he's Jeremy Messersmith, and he's sitting in the studio right now. So it's been a whirlwind of events thus far. And of course, the Heart Murmurs record on Glassnote is not your first release.
No, I've been an indie guy for getting close to a decade now, I guess. And for this record, it just felt like these were songs that really should just, they felt like more like radio songs to me. And Glassnote is just one of the best out there. And
right.
They were always my number one pick for, you know, if I ever wanted to sign with a label, it'd be them.
Good.
And it happened, which is crazy and awesome.
Sounds like a good fit, man. And it allows you to do what you do, just probably work on the music side of things, which is ideally the best situation, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, when I do travel, I get to talk with, like, lots of other, you know, fun music nerds. And that's great. That's like, I wouldn't want to spend my time traveling doing anything else.
That is great. So when I saw you perform down at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach, it was you, I think maybe it was like a stripped down set, for lack of a better term. Was there a bass and like a guy on a cajon type of thing?
Yeah, it was, I think we had like a bass and just another guitar as well.
This time when you're touring Europe, coming back to do the whole United States, what sort of setup are you working with?
We'll be doing a full five piece, so drums and keys and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Cool, man. Are you able to pick and choose the musicians you want to play with?
Well,
and are all these cats on the record?
Yeah. I generally like to, you know, play with the people who I make the record with, and you know, sometimes, I mean, people's schedules are busy, but they're always my go-to. You know, I've been playing with Andy Thompson, my drummer and producer, for, I guess, almost 10 years now. So
it
feels really weird touring without him, you know. And we're all good friends, and I'd much rather just tour around with my with my friends.
With your homies.
With hired guns.
JeremyMessersmith.com is the website. And is it Jay Messersmith in the land of Twitter?
Yeah, right? Yeah, it is, because Jeremy Messersmith was too long. It was too long of a Twitter handle, so I had to do Jay Messersmith.
That's funny. There's not a lot of room to tweet anything with a name like Jeremy Messersmith.
No, there really isn't.
You know?
Or to be tweeted about. So tragic.
You know? Sure. That's the last thing that we need right now.
Right.
You know, I'd say what? How many records released before this Heart Murmurs record on Glassnode? About 9 or something like that?
Oh, I wish. I'm not that prolific. It was, I did 3 full lengths and like one kind of EP, which, over the last, I guess, 6 or 7 years.
Cool.
So I usually average about 1 every 2 years.
To be cranking out full length LPs, man, that's really something else. The music must be coming out of you. And some of those previous releases, you could buy on your website right now, right?
Yep, absolutely. And they're all on iTunes and
there's
Spotify
some merch
and stuff. Oh, there's merch. There will be merch.
What is there, by the way? There's a couple other things besides t-shirts, right?
Oh yeah, we've got the t-shirts. We've got like a jewelry line by a local designer in Minneapolis where I reside. And what else do we have? We got like some bow ties. I've been wanting to do my own line of like food for a while. But,
really?
But I think lawyers stopped us at some point from selling actual food stuff.
Would you do, some bands, they have their own lines, wine, where they basically slap their own label. Like Sammy Hagar has his own gin or something like that.
Of course.
You ever thought about doing that? What sort of food would you sell out there on your website, Jeremy Messersmith?
It'd probably be some really hippie stuff. You know, it'd be like granola, or it'd be some kind of like
yerba mate tea, like a tea bag with your face on it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That'd be great to send your record out to radio stations around the country with a tea bag with your face on it.
That'd probably help, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I do have more questions about the new record, but you did bring that acoustic guitar, and I imagine, is that your go-to guitar for writing and everything?
Yeah, it is now. I picked it up just as a kind of a hardy tour guitar, one that I wasn't afraid to get beat up. So it's kind of a low-end Martin, but I think it sounds great. But it's actually quickly replaced my vintage Gibson. I just think it's a great strummer, and...
It looks real pretty, and before you know it, it's going to look like it has a lot of character from being on the road with you. You know what
I
mean?
Looking forward to that,
Would you mind ripping into a song for us, and then we'll talk about more things?
Sure.
What'd you want to play first?
Let's do Ghost.
Let's do Ghost. This is another one off the Heart Murmurs record. Jeremy Messersmith is the artist. We're all about the new record. Feel free to purchase it online. While you perform, I will be Instagramming a photo of you, if that's okay.
That is just fine.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, Jeremy Messersmith live on KX93.5.
One more night in Omaha, bus stop just before the dawn. Cold wind followed me somehow. Through parking lots and shopping malls, rinse my thoughts in alcohol. Black clouds rolling over me. If there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing on it, no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view. Broke my heart with sticks and stones, swore I'm never coming home. Last words never written down. Been so long since I've been gone, doubt if you'll know me at all. Downpour, did I make you proud? And if there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing on it,
no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view. Day is short, my shadow's long. One more hour till Wichita. Sunlight never felt so kind. And if there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing on it, no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view.
That is very cool. That just happened live in front of me. Everybody's clapping in the room. There's not really many of us here, but that is Jeremy Messersmith live with a song called Ghost on listener-supported KX93.5. It is very cool to hear that song stripped down to the bare-bones version because we've been hearing the produced track on the air for a few weeks now. You know, with all the bells and whistles. So, again, thanks for doing it, man.
Oh, thank you. That was really fun.
Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or is it just the guitar for the most part? And you are like, are you a classically trained guy?
You know, guitar is the only one I really play at shows. I mean, I kind of half play lots of other instruments, but guitar is kind of my go-to.
So you'll probably just write those songs on the guitar.
Yeah, I either write on guitar or piano. Or I'll do something on some little keyboards and stuff that I have too.
Now, are you a self-taught guy coming from? Where are you from now? Minneapolis.
Well, I actually grew up in Washington State, so I'm like a Pacific Northwest guy. But I've lived in Minneapolis for about a decade now. I went out there for school and
Music.
I did study music. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I guess you had. We were talking off the air. You did have a job related to music, and you were teaching people.
Yeah.
How fulfilling was that, or was it just a pain in the rear?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. So I taught at a music college in St. Paul called the McNally Smith College of Music, and I worked in their composition and songwriting department, which is crazy that, you know, such a department even exists.
It's great.
That's just awesome. But it was great, and I really miss it. It was, you know, college students, and we would just sit down every day and try to make something beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. To be able to work on music-related stuff for a living is great.
Oh, it's a pleasure and a privilege. Right? I mean, it's still
a grind, is it not? It's still work. I mean, I work here on the radio, and I get to pick songs to play on the air, and you know, but it's still a lot of work. You know,
yeah.
I was tripping out, man. I took a trip to Zion National Park in Utah last week, and it was the greatest thing ever. Just to get away, didn't check emails for a week.
Wow.
It was kind of tripping me out, man. I came back to work, and it made me kind of sad that we're all just working for a living, no matter what it is, you know, whether you're a trash truck driver or a musician, you know, and we should all be able to travel and do things and see the country. So that kind of bummed me out or whatever. But you're working hard, man.
Well, thanks. And, you know, It is work, but, you know, I've worked all sorts of jobs, like, in my life. And this is by far the one that I enjoy the most. So even on my worst days, it's still better than, you know, clocking in at the, you know, at the cubicle, which I've, you know, I did for years.
Yeah.
So.
I do have some more questions for you, and we're going to hear another song for you from you again live in our studio in just a moment. Are you a vinyl collector or anything?
I have like a very, very modest vinyl collector. I live in a really small place, so I don't have really room for a lot of stuff. But I enjoy it. I have a workable, you know, turntable, and I do listen to records.
Do you have one record, or maybe just a physical CD that you would never part with or lend to a friend? What are some of those albums for you?
Well, there are a few that have survived what I call like the physical media purge. You know, so I've gotten rid of a bunch of CDs over the years, but the ones I've held on to are. A bunch by Radiohead. I'm just too sentimental about them, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, a bunch of records by Ani DiFranco that I really, really love, and mm-hmm. Amy Mann as well. Are a bunch that that have survived a lot of it. And my Star Wars soundtracks. I still have those.
You need that.
Yeah.
Nostalgia really purposes. Yep. I imagine that's hard to get away from.
It is. And really, all of those records are just really sentimental. I mean, they're not objectively better or worse than any other records, but they're the ones that just, you know, they have stuff for me there. So I just can't get rid of them.
That's almost my go-to question to ask artists rather than like, who are your influences? You know, what are those records for you? One guy said the Top Gun soundtrack, and he was totally, totally serious, you know?
Yeah. You know. Fly into the danger zone.
Right.
You know, touch us all.
Amy Mann has a new project, actually. It's with Ted Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good record.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it yet. Is it cool?
Yeah, if I have a copy, I'll float it to you.
Okay,
I'm swimming in CDs in the next room, but we'll see if I have it. Again, Jeremy Messersmith live in our studio on KX93.5. You said yourself on the phone when we talked that this is more or less the Jeremy Messersmith love song record. Is that true, and how did that happen?
Yeah, I think it's true. I find it hard to sit down and just write songs unless I kind of have an idea of maybe what I want to write about. So I tend to write around themes a lot. Some of my previous records were about death. One was about kind of mass transit and working, and another one was about kind of growing up. And so once I kind of establish a little kind of theme umbrella for myself, I can kind of... it's a lot easier for me to write. So for this one, I picked love because I wanted it to be... I wanted to deal with something very kind of classic. Like, this is something that all songwriters write about, you know, and even, you know, I've written about it in the past too. What if I did a whole record about it? And it was challenging and ultimately really fun and rewarding. And it made me think a lot about what love is and, you know, how to apply it.
Some of your songs are so personal, and sometimes it's a little tongue in cheek and, you know, in that regard too.
Yeah.
Heart Murmurs is the new record from Jeremy Messersmith, who is here right now. If you were so fortunate to play the Hollywood Bowl and have Paul McCartney open up for you, what would be in your tour rider?
Probably an endless supply of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There you go.
Probably some sort of hyperbaric chamber or an anechoic chamber.
What is that, man?
Anechoic chamber is, they have one in my hometown back in Minneapolis, and it's where NASA sends astronauts to experience silence. It's a room that has all these funny kind of grates on it and things, and it's so quiet that you can hear, like, your heartbeat. The noise that you hear is the noise of your body.
That's kind of freaky, man.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy that kind of, like, just bathe in silence before I go, you know, high-five Paul McCartney and go play the Hollywood Bowl.
See, I ask the tough questions here, Jeremy Messersmith. Can we get another song out of you
before we
kind of wrap it up here in our studio?
Yeah.
By the way, man, you're always welcome here to come through whenever you're on the West Coast.
Thank you.
And maybe after this whirlwind tour, you could come back and share stories of the road, how Germany was, and all of those other places.
That sounds great. After driving around Laguna Beach a little bit, I need to spend at least a week or two here. So,
man.
It's beautiful.
Bring your flip-flops, board shorts, you know? What'd you want to play next, man?
I'd like to play I Want to Be Your One Night Stand.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, new now from Jeremy Messersmith. I'm calling it a KX93.5 exclusive on the air now.
Mm-hmm.
I know I may not look like much. Guess the years have been a little rough. I'm not worried, no, I've got it planned. I wanna be your one-night stand. We'll check into a dive motel. Carpet's worn and the curtains smell. TV's old, wallpaper bland. I wanna be your one-night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath the vacancy sign. You don't have to meet my folks. I won't bore you with my stupid jokes. I'm just a guy with a minivan. I wanna be your one-night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath the vacancy sign. So let's leave the kids at home. You wear that blouse, I'll wear cheap cologne. Throw away our wedding bands. I wanna be your one-night stand.
There you go. Again, that just happened. KX93.5 music from Jeremy Messersmith live in our Pearl Street studios. Nicely done. Nicely done, my friend. So up until now, I guess leading up to the shows in Europe, you'll be hanging out and maybe fine-tuning that set. How does it all work with you?
What do you mean, like fine-tuning the set? Or?
Yeah, just getting everybody on the same page. Or are we ready to go?
Oh, well, we have to do this really horrible and regrettable thing called practice.
Yeah.
Which I hate scheduling and hate doing and all that. But yeah, I'll have some time to round everybody up and we'll come over to my place.
Do you enjoy the responsibility of not only being Jeremy Messersmith songwriter, but band leader?
You know, it's funny is I actually pass off a lot of the band leading duties to my producer and longtime collaborator, partner, Andy Thompson.
Okay.
He does a big chunk of that. You know, kind of the agreement is I'll go do a bunch of, you know, the promo things during the day and stuff, and he can kind of like, you know, work out some of the arrangements. And
that's
all,
cool, man.
All that
and
stuff.
That's yeah. Who produced the new record?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and a guy from Atlanta named Ben Allen, who's a really fantastic producer. Worked with Gnarls Barkley and CeeLo, and just finished up a new Bell and Sebastian record, actually, like last week.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
How'd you link up with that guy?
Through Glassnote, actually. That was cool. A big part of it was getting to spend a week down there working with him and finishing up a couple songs, and it was
cool,
fantastic.
Well, again, man, thanks for joining us, and you're always welcome to come back, and we're happy to get the music and play it on the air.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Jeremy Messersmith thus far?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered about all of it.
All right. Well, enjoy the beach.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.